Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we are joined right now by our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yeah, it's good. Morning to you.
How are you today, Paul?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Are people going to be able to take a romantic walk this afternoon, or should we get it in right now? Should we get it?
That's right. Yeah, get it in earlier. Or the earlier the better. Otherwise, a large umbrella would suffice. Mm.
Yeah. That sounds romantic.
Yeah, it does. It does. Nicely done, Paul.
Right. Nice. And it's going to be a rain event here, kind of unusual for mid-February with the system coming in. Bringing the rain showers as we get our way more into the afternoon, starting to see some of that building over our area. Otherwise, thick clouds thickening up here as we head through the morning hours, and temperatures on the way to mid-40s. Southeast winds 10 to 15. Rain showers tonight, 38 for the low, and south winds 15 to 25. Wednesday, still maybe a shower early, maybe ending to some flurries through midday or a passing snow shower. High temperatures near 40 tomorrow. West wind about 10 to 25. Down to 20 on Wednesday night, and then Thursday, some chance for light snow, maybe some accumulations. Looks like more significant amounts expected further southeast across the state from where we are, but keep an eye on that system Thursday with some light snow chance that brings our way 25. 6 above Thursday night, snow shower chances early, and then on Friday, 26 and sunny. Weekend still on the way back up, some lower 40s Saturday and Sunday with partly sunny skies to start off the weekend Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Great stuff, Paul. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great one, and we'll catch up again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. You guys
Happy
too.
Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Well, that was good. That was good. appreciate our friends over there. Best in the business, Paul Trombley, and our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Melissa and James here, and we're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. Looking forward to it right now. Got some, we like to Tuesdays do our weird random facts and all that and everything. I thought, well, why not? Hey, this is a Valentine's Day edition of the show. Let's go ahead and do some random facts about Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
First up on the list is a really good one. Teachers are the number one recipient of Valentine's.
I'll bet they are.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I think that's pretty
cool.
That
makes perfect sense.
And I don't know many teachers that aren't that don't love that, that don't enjoy that and everything. Now, I will say acting teachers also like getting Valentine's from their students.
Just saying.
The first Valentine's Day celebration occurred in Paris.
Ooh. The city of love.
That does add up. That does. St. Valentine's Day first took place in Paris on February 14th in 1400.
Wow.
Cool.
145
million greeting cards are exchanged every year on Valentine's Day. 145 mil.
I hope a lot of them are handmade.
Yeah, I do too. That's just in the U.S. alone, by the way, and it's according to Hallmark. Over 1 billion Valentines are sent worldwide, according to the homeschool prep page. And a lot of those, and let me see.
That second statistic, those are probably more of those are handmade.
Yeah, they even say that, yeah. About 20% of pet owners give Valentine's Day gifts to their pets.
That's funny.
Dogs, cats, bunnies, birds, and more all receiving gifts today.
I'm sure they appreciate it. They don't know why they're getting it. But
no, they have no idea. Could not know less. Could not care.
Treat. I don't care.
But, I think you touched on it a little bit earlier, you know, especially to single people out there. If you have a pet, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad way to
spoil your pet.
I would not expect the same type of romantic gift from your pet.
No.
Especially if it's a cat. Mm-hmm. They will probably bring you something, but it might not be the most romantic thing you've ever been given.
No, they'll leave you nice presents.
Yeah, they will leave you
the
presents.
The only kind of presents they know how to leave.
It's all they know. It's what they know. It's their go-to. candy hearts were originally medical lozenges.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
In 1847, Boston pharmacist Oliver Chase invented a machine to simplify the process of making lozenges. He then started making Necco candy wafers right after that, and that led to, of course, candy hearts.
Hmm.
Necco candy wafers still hold up.
Like, well, they do. I mean, they've been around since World War One.
In fact, I think some of the originals are still around. I think some of the, I love them though. I like those. Those little candy hearts. I don't know. I like them. I can't eat a ton of them. And they're different companies, so different ones. But I like those. 8 billion conversation hearts are manufactured each year.
Whoa, that's a lot.
You ever met somebody that can that says that I can tell what they are without looking at them? Like they can pick one up and feel?
I just saw a commercial about that or something. That's the first time I've ever seen that, though.
Yeah, there was an old episode of Community that they did that, and it was hilarious. I thought it was funny.
That's maybe where I just saw it.
Okay. It was Troy and Abed doing it, and it was really good. I'm just a sucker for that show, so.
It's a good show.
I love it. Some of the romantic sayings include "Let's read," "Live in love," "Dream big," "Best day," and "Be happy."
Wow, they've gotten bigger with their phrases on there. Because I remember, like, "You are mine." Those were like the first, short. Were they shortened words?
Be mine. Those and everything. So they've gotten a lot better at this, apparently. And I like all
text
of those.
Got smaller.
I like that. Let's read. I like that. And that kind of fits with your reading as you're looking at it.
Yeah.
It kind of plays into it.
All right. Did that.
Over 1 billion worth of chocolate is purchased for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And again, that's just in the U.S. In just the U.S., $1 billion worth of chocolate is going to be bought.
But chocolate is so good.
It's understandable. I would spend that on chocolate just for myself. I would. It's good stuff. The heart shape wasn't always a romantic symbol.
Okay.
People used to believe that the heart was the human's center of memory.
Oh.
That's interesting. I'd like to learn more about that. I don't know much about that part. I would like to actually dive a little bit more into that rabbit hole. I can see what's going to happen to me at 2 a.m. tonight. The chocolate box has been around for more than 150 years.
Nice.
And for 130 of them, we knew what was in there. We didn't know what they were. Poor Melissa's mom had to
stick her finger in the bottom.
Yeah, I don't blame her. It's the chocolate company that should have done that.
Should have told you what they were.
Yeah.
How else do you find the caramel ones?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have proof that they should have always done this because they started doing it. They finally eventually started doing it. Like, around 1850, the Cadbury Company took advantage of falling import costs and created the first box of chocolates. A decade later, they created the first heart-shaped box. I wonder how the falling import costs played into that decision.
Yeah. Well, I just have a beef with that company because they have so many amazing products that you can get in other countries that we can't get here.
Yeah, it's rough. That's not fun. I don't like that.
Hershey's reigns here, so I guess I can't. You kind of got to...
True. It's true.
But some of their chocolate bars are just so good.
You would think nowadays you can at least order them online and have them poured. You might be able to, but I'm with you. I know what you're talking about, though. I've had some friends, one of my friends from Scotland brought over, like had candy sent over from her family, and she let us try some, and it was so different. And that Cadbury label right there, I can see it clear as day. Lovebirds are actual birds.
This is news.
The term lovebirds is often used to describe a couple in love, but it's also the common name for the Agapornis bird.
Oh.
Agapornis bird. The first Valentine was sent in the 15th century. The first Valentine was reportedly a poem written by French medieval duke named Charles to his wife in 1415.
Aww.
I like that. Every year, thousands of people send Valentine letters to Juliet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The letters are addressed to Verona, to Juliet, from the play Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare, of course. But that is something that I can remember others doing.
Why?
I think it's just it's one of the first... Technically, Romeo and Juliet is not a love story.
No, it's a tragedy.
In order for a love story to be a true love story, the couple has to end up together.
Right.
If they don't end up together, then it's technically not a love story. Like you said, it's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that to a lot of people, that is considered the first love story.
Mm.
And so I think that that's part of, on this day, that's where it comes from and everything. But yeah, it's not, to me, I love the play, but I love it because of Mercutio. I love the part that I got to play twice and everything. It's actually, I don't think it's one of his stronger plays. I don't think that it holds up compared to others.
Yeah.
It's more, to me, that's his pop hit. And all of his other hits are kind of like on the other side of the album kind of thing and stuff.
They have more substance to them.
Mm-hmm. I think that's his Freebird, but Simple Man is a lot better Verton song and more meaningful and everything. Mm-hmm. Teachers are the number one recipient of Valentine's. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Which is probably why they're very happy in their job.
That's one of the things that can help to that. A nice, again, nice tie-in. Nicely done. 250 million roses are grown just for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Hmm.
Roses are beautiful.
They are a really cool flower. Red roses are said to be Venus, the Roman goddess of love's favorite flower.
Hmm.
Chocolate didn't always mean love.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Physicians in the old days would recommend chocolate to people who were suffering from a broken heart or pinned after a lost love, or pined after a lost love.
Oh.
That it was actually diagnosed to them, which actually adds up. That's actually way ahead of the curve there, mm-hmm. because we know now about endorphins, right. and we know how much chocolate affects endorphins mm-hmm. and everything. So that actually isn't a bad thing to have been doing.
No.
That's actually really kind of cool to think about how ahead of the curve they were on that. And they didn't do it just because they thought, like, as much as we give a hard time to, like, putting leeches on ourselves and everything, all that stuff really did start from, like, the actual, like, process of trying different things to make things work.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodletting is a thing. It does work. It's not something that we do with leeches nowadays or anything like that, but they were on the right path. The science wasn't there. The technology wasn't there for them to complete the process.
Well, also the communication between the people who discovered what did work and what didn't.
Huge point.
And the communication of that between different areas. But obviously, you know, chocolate makes you happy. Mm. So... Give it to people that are sad.
It's interesting that they knew that even way back then. I think that's kind of cool. And certainly we'll have more to talk about here. We got one more Valentine topic. Valentine's Day, would you rather go out or order in, hang with friends, go out on a date? We'll get into that a little bit later. First, we got to get ready to do some celebrating Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Time now for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do about now is celebrate, and we're going to encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2. Monday, well, most times they are going to be open 6 days a week. They are going to be closed Wednesday and Thursdays in February, the first three weeks of March.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be closed February 25th to March 5th. They will resume normal hours beginning the week of March 20th. But for now, they're open today, 6 to 2. Head on over there at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good day from all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, before we get into today's celebrating, we pulled a new winner for January yesterday.
Oh, good.
And that was great. That was mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. We heard from Paula Weber, who we pulled. Well, I didn't recognize the name, and it didn't sound local or anything like that. Paula has joined us about a year ago, and she is out in one of the five boroughs out in New York.
Oh, cool.
Listening to us.
Awesome.
It's really cool. That's great.
She also cannot
use this at all. she was nice enough to email us and say she felt bad. She actually said she felt guilty for winning and everything. And this is something that this is, I told her, it's a good thing, actually. Mm-hmm. WFHR, our listenership has grown. We've gone FM. We're streaming now. Mm-hmm. We're on podcasts, all this.
Yeah.
So, of course, it makes sense that our listenership would grow around the country. That's mm-hmm. that's pretty darn cool. That means that, hey, we're not only are we doing something here, but people like this town. People like the people here. They like this area and stuff. So that's pretty good for us also maybe bringing people to this area. Who knows?
Sure.
Maybe new people moving in and stuff. But regardless of all that, Paula can't use this.
at least in the immediate future.
Yeah. So we are going to pull a new winner tomorrow. We will pull
sweet.
A winner. And we'll have some fun with that tomorrow and everything. But I think that's what happened the last last time too. One of the, the winner we had, the previous winner.
Local?
Yeah, was from out of town, which is, at first it was kind of like, oh no. But then it was like, wait a minute.
That's cool.
That's a good problem. That's a good thing that happened there and everything.
I think you and I should talk off air about what we can do for Paula anyway.
Sounds good. I'd like that. I'd like that a lot because she deserves some. And,
yeah,
and good morning to Paula out there. Thanks for listening. We appreciate that.
Thank you for listening.
Should we do it in a New York accent? Should we? No, that sounds mean.
Well, maybe you can.
We do have some people to celebrate for today, though. And let me double check here. I got one, two, three, four, five. Five possible winners here. So I need Melissa to give me a one through five.
I'm going to choose five.
Excellent. That gives us our number. We can go ahead and get right into the celebrating. And first up on the list, want to wish a very good friend of ours, happy birthday, Angel Whitehead.
Happy birthday, Angel.
Angel with the Chamber of Commerce for a very long time, joined us on these airwaves a bunch over the years, worked with Angel a lot when she was at the Chamber, moved on to another job. I'm very happy for her. Congrats to her and her family and all that. Wishing her the best. She's a great person, though. We're wishing you a good day, Angel.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Old classmate of mine, Barb Marie, celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Barb.
Known Barb since sixth grade.
Woo!
Yeah. Barb's great.
That's some time.
Barb's an awesome one. When you have, like, I noticed this especially in grade school. When your birthdays are close to each other, you remember them. You remember them. Yeah, isn't that the funniest thing?
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. I guarantee you, I might not hear from many people on my birthday, but I'll hear from her probably. Or somebody else that I had a birthday from school with that was similar. Very happy birthday to Vincent Virtue.
Happy birthday, Vincent.
Vince is one of my old friends from DeKalb. I was not going to let Vince win because he lives in DeKalb. but Vince is a great, great guy. One of the first friends that I made in that area and couldn't have been a better guy to hang out with and really helped me get through a lot of the time out there. Just a
cool,
good soul, you know?
Thank you for putting up with James,
yes,
Vince.
Yes. Thank you. another listener of ours from high school, an old friend of mine from high school, lives out in Texas now. That's who I'm mentioning, Bobby. She sent us a birthday of somebody who was local, I believe, her aunt, Nancy Bemke.
Ooh, happy birthday, Nancy.
Yeah, have a great day, Nancy. We hope you have a great day. Enjoy. And again, we have one more to mention to our qualifiers today, celebrating their 15th anniversary, Jesse and Mary Jo Brandel.
Aw, happy anniversary, Jesse and Mary Jo.
Good couple, good people. Wishing them a great anniversary. Mm-hmm. And let me see, 15 is Crystal. The old traditional one was Crystal. The modern gift is watches.
Watches.
Hmm.
Who uses, unless it's an Apple Watch, who wears a watch anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, some people do. And there's, you know, it's great.
That's an interesting gift to give, though. That's an interesting, like, it's a watch.
For a wedding anniversary.
Yeah,
I mean, like a pocket watch is kind of a cool gift.
I am a sucker for pocket watches. Mm-hmm. Those things, they should bring that back. I thought this was a really cool invention, and I got shut down, like, right away, like, years and years ago by my friends. But we were talking about, like, old styles coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I like pocket watches. I think there's something really cool about them and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, they should bring them back, but make them, like, digital. You know? And like a digital pocket watch, and it'd be modernized and everything. And the look that Melissa has given me is the same look every one of my friends gave me. Like, what's wrong with you? Can you not tell time? Can you? To which I say, I went to public school. I'm joking. I just thought it would be a modernizing of it, but that's not what people want.
You want the old fashioned look of it.
Yeah.
If you want a digital, you got a digital clock in your pocket.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just square, not round. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it was an invention that died on its hill. As soon as I came up with it, it died right away.
It was there and then it died.
Yes.
Well, we do have one more very, very, very special birthday
we have to mention
today. My former tiny roomie, Padme. Mm-hmm. She's 12 today.
Happy 12th, Padme.
Yeah, happy 12th, Padme. Have an awesome day. You're an awesome gal.
Oh, she is. She is an amazing kid. Every once in a while, I get to pick her up over at Rams over here on Wednesdays. And we have this like 10-minute drive to her mom's house. And we get these conversations. And every one of those conversations, I hold dearly and enjoy. And usually learn something that I didn't know was hip or cool, you know, or something like that.
Good. She's doing her part.
Padme is one of those kids to me. There are kids that love playing games. Let's talk about video games. All right, mm-hmm. So love playing video games. And then there are the kids that want to make video games. She's one of those kids.
Yes.
That creativity of hers.
Well,
really
she's
some.
A beautiful artist and very creative and artsy, too. She's taken up felting recently, which is just so cool.
My Aunt Sharon, my mom's oldest sister, she reminds me so much of her in so many ways with the crafting and, mm-hmm. and the way, and apparently that's how my aunt was when she was young too and everything. So it's pretty cool. We're going to touch on some celebrity birthdays. Who are all these people sharing birthdays with?
Yes.
Freddie Highmore is 31. He's Dr. Sean Murphy on The Good Doctor. He was Norman Bates on A&E's Bates Motel. He was the kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Finding Neverland and the Spiderwick Chronicles as well.
Oh.
When he was little. He's already got quite the IMDb page.
No kidding. Oh, the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory from 2005.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. One of my favorite actors out there, especially of the last 10, 15 years, Danny Gugliari. I always forget how to say her name. She is Michonne on The Walking Dead. She was Okoye in Black Panther. She's been in some other stuff, too. Just an incredibly powerful actor. Such a good actor. Very good at what she does.
Hmm.
Drew Bledsoe is 51, former New England Patriot who was injured and then replaced by a young backup from the sixth round or whatever named Tom Brady. Never got his job back.
Nope.
They used to be one of the oldest things in football. Just because you get injured doesn't mean you lose your job. You get injured, and the next guy comes in, and he does a better job. Sorry, you still get you keep your job. That was the way it always was. And then Bill Belichick changed that. Tom Brady came in, and went, wait a minute, Drew's good and all, but I think this Tom Brady guy might be a little bit better. And that kind of went out the window after that. Mm-hmm. Now I don't remember the last time I heard somebody bring that up. Like that stopped being a thing in sports. From that
you
day
can always
forward.
Be replaced.
Yeah, yeah. It's just more honest now. I think that was always the case. Now they're just more honest about it.
Mm.
Rob Thomas is 51, Matchbox
really?
20 singer, and I believe songwriter. I think he writes the songs for them, or one of their songwriters.
Yeah,
Push,
songwriter.
Bent. 3 a.m. was a good song. Mm-hmm. I could not tell you the last time I heard any music from them or anything, but it's his birthday, trying to be nice. I know that one was bad. He had that song Smooth with Carlos Santana that was mm-hmm. huge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You can make the argument that may have been bigger than any Matchbox 20 song.
Possibly.
Or at least, around the same range.
Yeah, but they had some good
yeah,
hits.
They had a moment in the sun there mm-hmm. Where they were, one of the bigger bands. The great Simon Pegg is 53 today. You may know him as Scotty in Star Trek, Benji in Mission Impossible. He's also the writer and creator, along with his partner in crime over there, of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World Ends, The World's End. Good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great English comedic
actor.
And
the Mission Impossible movies, too.
Yeah, he was Benji in those. Yeah, he was really good in those. I like him. I like his delivery a lot. One of my favorite stand-up comedians of all time and a very good actor, Zach... that's not him. I thought it was Zach Galifianakis. It's Zach Galligan. Very different person. Zach Galligan is 59. He's a Gremlins star who... he was the star of Gremlins, the lead actor in those.
Oh.
Very different actor.
Oh, yeah, the Gremlin. Okay.
Mm.
Waxworks. So he was in a bunch of horror movies. That's why I don't know him.
Jim Kelly is 63. Fantastic Buffalo Bills quarterback. Led the Buffalo Bills to 4 consecutive Super Bowls. Jim recently battled both cancer and MRSA and beat both of them.
Wow, good
because
for
he's
him.
A champion. And even though he did not win any of those Super Bowls, Jim Kelly is a champion.
Hmm.
We do not make enough in football of AFC and NFC championships. This all or nothing mentality when it comes to sports is cool and all when it comes to sports and everything. But I think that when a guy retires, you got to really look at their whole body of work.
Celebrate the effort that they put in and the profession, that's a lot of football.
4 consecutive Super Bowls. That's insane. I don't winning, losing. Yeah, that, sure.
He still made it there.
Still made 4 consecutive Super Bowls.
And only two teams do that.
Yes. Yeah.
At the end of a season.
It's very impressive. And Hall of Famer, by the way, too. Teller is 75 from Penn and Teller. The smaller, mute half of the Magic Act. Love both of those guys. Was entertained by those guys for many, many years. One of my favorite moments they ever did, though, was on The Simpsons.
Of course.
Where the teller talks. And he talks, but he didn't mean to. And he's like, "Oh no, Penn's going to get mad at me." And Penn comes running in. I'll do with you what I did to the other teller. This is hilarious. And you actually get to hear Teller talk.
Wow.
Like I think the only time I've ever heard him speak. I'm sure he has in other times.
Mm-hmm.
But on The Simpsons was the only time I got to hear him. Carl Bernstein, born in this day. He's 79 today. Legendary journalist from the Washington Post. He exposed the Watergate scandal and took down President Nixon. His partner was Bob Woodward. Carl Bernstein wrote the book that became the movie All the President's Men, an incredible movie.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Hoffman played Paul Bernstein. I believe you had Robert Redford in that as well. From 1976 to 1980, Carl was married to the late Nora Ephron, who wrote Silkwood, When Harry Met Sally, You've Got Mail, Sleep in Seattle, and Julia and Julia.
Oh, I like that.
That is a writing tandem.
Yeah, no kidding. And all of her movies were good, but Julia and Julia was great. I loved that movie.
That's such a good movie. Yeah, it's a sneaky good one. And Carl Bernstein is a legendary journalist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if younger people out there listening understand what that word means, journalist. I'm talking about people that didn't just grab something off a website and read it.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about a guy who did his homework, did his diligence.
Did the investigative reporting.
Without the work that they did, there is an argument that could be made that we don't know about that scandal.
Yep.
And that doesn't get unearthed and everything.
And do you know who wants to vilify the people who do that? The people who get caught doing the bad stuff.
Yeah. The people who are against journalism or the people that want to give you just headlines and not articles are the people that are working against democracy and working against you.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want, they are not looking at what's best for you.
No.
They are looking at what's best for their advertisers. That's what they care about. Who's giving us money? What do you guys want us to talk about? What do you guys want us to do? Boom, boom, boom. That's what we'll hit.
Mm-hmm.
Headline, headline, headline. And they're all guilty of it. CNN has gotten really bad with it. Fox News has been, they do it proudly. Fox News does it proudly, like the way that they do it. All of them are guilty of this in one way or another, of being the, you know, beholden to advertisers. It becomes not about journalism. It becomes that. And that's one of the things where that's maybe the saddest part about the printed word dying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that's where real journalism is still taking place.
Yes.
I'm not saying that, like, people like Melissa and many other in the civic media group here do their due diligence and are actual journalists and really working hard to uncover stories and all this. But so much of the TV journalists now, who's the most famous TV journalist?
I don't want to say.
Well, I don't even know. I know people who I could say. I could throw out some names of some people,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think of them as journalists. I think of them as, oh, give me that. What am I reading today? Okay. How do I pronounce this word? Or opinionists. Or that. Yes. That's the other part of that I was going to say. People like Carl Bernstein, especially while they're still alive, we need to be celebrating.
Yes.
Let's see here. And then some people no longer with us, like the great Florence Henderson, born in 1934, mm-hmm. passed away in 2016. Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
The greatest dancer I think I've ever seen. Gregory Hines, born in this day in 1946, passed away in 2003. He got his start in Mel Brooks' History of the World, Part 1, went on to star in The Cotton Club, Will's boss on Will and Grace, Billy Crystal's partner in the buddy cop movie Running Scared, which is still one of my favorite comedies of all time. Oh, God, I watched that movie a billion times at WGN when I was a kid. Love that movie. Gregory Hines, maybe the greatest tap dancer ever. And I'm not trying to talk ill of other tap dancers or some of the greats. I love all the greats. But I just never saw somebody who was so naturally gifted as Gregory Hines, where the shoes that he wore, the tap shoes he was wearing, they looked like an extension of him, not
mm-hmm.
shoes. They didn't look like something he put on. It looked like something that were a part of him.
Yeah, it was just so natural.
Yeah. And Jimmy Hoffa, born in this day in 1913, passed away in 1975. Maybe. Not really sure about that one. One more time, want to wish a very happy a birthday to Nancy Bemke.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
Vincent Virtue.
Yes, happy birthday.
Barb Marie.
Hi. Happy birthday, Barb.
And Angel Whitehead.
Happy birthday, Angel.
And a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Jesse and Mary Jo Brandle. Happy 15th anniversary, you
yes,
two.
Yes, congratulations.
And if you're celebrating out there a birthday and anniversary, encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at Misty's Menu. They are open right now till 2 at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the King for us. Wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. Take a listen to Melissa's news now here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
We legally cannot interrupt Dolly Parton. We have to let her finish. We cannot interrupt Dolly. We're going to get her on the show one of these days.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be great. I don't care if it's for 5 seconds. We're going to get her on this show one of these days. Going to get into this right now. Melissa and James here with you. It is 8:40 on the clock. And a website recently conducted a Valentine's Day themed Would You Rather game.
Oh.
And they got thousands of people to weigh in. So here's what the internet has to say about some random Valentine's Day stuff.
Okay.
Would you rather snack on candy hearts or snack on Valentine's Day themed M&Ms?
M&Ms.
M&Ms? Yep, I'm going M&Ms too.
Yeah.
And M&Ms won the 79% of the vote. All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather go out for a fancy dinner or stay in and order pizza?
Hmm. I would rather go out because I can't eat pizza.
Yeah. I'm going to go with pizza on this one.
Yeah.
And pizza won with 54% of the vote, but not a ton. Just about 54%.
That was not overwhelming.
No. Would you rather watch a romantic comedy from 20 years ago that you've seen a million times and love, or watch a newer rom-com that you've never seen before?
Nope. Go with the tried and true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't got a lot of time. I don't want to waste 2.5 hours on a movie that I'm not going to like. If I'm going to put at least it's at least 2.5 hours that I know, or 2 hours or whatever, because older movies aren't as long. Revisiting a classic was more popular with 66% of the vote.
So I have to tell you, we were going to watch a movie on, must have been Friday night. No, Saturday night. It doesn't matter. This weekend, we were going to watch a movie, and Aaron looked up, like, what is the most popular movie on Netflix? It was a rom-com. Well, because he told me, what is it? I looked it up, but started, he's like, this is a rom-com. I'm like, what? Why would you pick that? Because I know he hates them. They're not my favorite thing either.
Unless
they're really good.
Yeah.
And a new one?
Mm.
So we get about 5 minutes in, and he's like, all right, I know how it's going to end. Let's pick something else.
Yes. Oh, more power to him, man. Yeah. That's the thing that bugs me about rom-coms in those kind of movies. It's like, okay, boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back, or vice versa.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much every story. Mm-hmm. Like,
boy and girl hook up in high school, go their separate ways in life. 20 years later, they're still best friends with other people, but they talk every day.
Right.
Oh, please.
Right.
What's going to happen?
Yeah. Shocker. They end up together. Didn't see that coming.
No way. So we watched something else that I picked that was absolutely horrible. But we'll talk about that another time.
Yes, I do. I'm looking forward to that. Yes, that story is coming. Is The Princess Bride a romantic comedy?
Yes.
I think it is.
It's kind of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Well, and that's the problem. When they produced that movie and were trying to market it, they didn't know how to market it. They didn't know if they should market it as a romantic comedy, a thriller, an action film. Because it's
movie.
All of those things.
Yes.
It's the most amazing movie ever. It's
top five greatest movies of all time.
Top one.
Nice. That was good. I maintain one of the most romantic lines in a movie of all time is Cary Elwes, as you wish, as he's rolling down the hill. Yes. And the look on her face. Which, Wesley.
My darling Wesley.
I got goosebumps just thinking about it. Oh, it gets me. Would you rather go on a date with someone new on Valentine's Day or make Valentine's Day plans with an ex?
Why would you make Why would anybody do that? What? That's a weird question.
That's a very weird question. That's I'm like okay. The person that came up with that question has not gotten over their ex.
No,
like,
they're that's an all ex I for a of. Reason.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to see any of my exes.
I'm very cool with most of my exes, and the ones that I'm not, I wish them nothing but the best, but I have no interest in ever seeing them ever again.
Well, it's not,
I don't mean that in a mean way.
No, you worded it better than I did, because it's not that I don't ever want to see them again. They made that choice.
Right.
You know, when you extend the, okay, we're breaking up, if you want to still be friends, we can, and they couldn't, then it's all right.
Moving
Go
on.
Go our separate ways.
Yeah.
I don't wish you ill, but have a nice life.
Yeah.
Without me in it.
Exactly. I'm wholeheartedly with you on this. Yes.
So
yes.
No, I would not plan dinner with my ex.
No, I would. I don't understand.
I'd rather have dinner by myself.
I will say, the closest I could get to this, I could see having coffee with my ex-wife. We've talked about doing that.
You have kids together.
Exactly. That's a whole different scenario. Yes.
Now, okay, so maybe my ex-boyfriend when I was 13.
the
romance in the dish room.
Nice
boyfriend who we never even kissed because I was 13.
Right.
Would I have a meal with him just to catch up? Maybe, because I haven't talked to him since I was 13.
But I think you and I both thought of like true exes,
right?
Like somebody you just all you had was the relationship that was all that held you together. And when that's over, there's no real reason to continue. Yeah,
no.
There's nothing there. Yeah. Would you rather receive flowers and chocolate from a secret admirer or receive a mixtape and homemade card from an old friend?
Oh, second one, definitely.
Absolutely. 1,000 times.
Yes.
56% would want the mixtape and homemade card.
Yes.
I will say the secret admirer thing very rarely ever ends up working out. Like the person at finding out that you are the secret admirer, like who that it's coming from.
Mm.
I've had this happen on both sides, where I was the kid who left a note for a girl,
mm-hmm.
and she got it, and she picked it up and thought it was a scrap paper, and threw it out, like right in front of me. Like,
oh.
She had no idea it was like I put it there or anything. Nobody was in the classroom when I said it there and stuff. But
she never even looked at it.
I could still feel my heart sinking
heart
from that.
Just crushed, like a piece of paper.
On the other side, I had a girl this was back in my first year in radio, and she's on Valentine's Day. She left a card for me at the front desk or whatever, and everything. And mm-hmm. I get it, and she's telling me that she likes my voice and all this stuff, and I was all excited, and I was single, I was alone or whatever at the time. I was very excited about this moment or something, and nothing ever came of it. I never heard from her. I don't know who this person is. She might still be out there. I have no idea. But it was just kind of one of those things.
I'm a secret admirer that I'm keeping secret.
Yeah, it was it was a little frustrating, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but it was a little, where's the follow through?
I'm interested, and
there was nothing for me to go on here. There was no way for me to Sherlock Holmes this and figure out who she was or something like that. So I would be careful with that stuff.
Yeah. And have a plan. Don't just be the secret admirer. That if you're going to do that, there then needs to be some kind of, reveal.
They bring this up in the article, and I think that this is something that I was going to bring up eventually anyway. There's a huge difference of movie love and romance and real romance and real life romance. There's very seldom the two are alike.
Mm-hmm.
And modern real life romance tends to be even more romantic.
Yeah, it can be.
Would you rather indulge in chocolate covered strawberries or a tin of gourmet popcorn?
Ooh. Those are the choices?
That's what they gave us here, yeah. That's not
okay. Well,
not the best options.
If there's better chocolate-covered... What was it? Chocolate-covered strawberries?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard cherries.
Let's say cherries.
What turned me off. But no, cherries would be worse.
Oh, would be? Okay, so let's say strawberries. Okay.
No, chocolate-covered strawberries, I'd probably eat those over popcorn.
I do like chocolate covered strawberries, but I love those gourmet popcorn bins.
Mm.
I love those. Those are especially the ones that they got the multiple options and everything.
I can handle maybe two handfuls of that.
Oh, same here.
I would rather have just straight up popcorn or puffcorn.
Popcorn's good. But those bins are so big and they last for so long. But I'm with you. I can only eat so much at a time. Would you rather go out with friends on Valentine's Day or go out with a date? 61% would prefer going on some kind of date.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a significant other, I think it's kind of expected to spend time with that person on that day, unless you're like going out as a group of couples.
That's different.
That could be different. Fun too.
You can combine both those things then.
Yeah.
Would you rather buy Valentine's Day themed candy beforehand to get into the spirit or buy it after on sale after Valentine's Day?
On sale.
71% are cool waiting until it's on sale. Yep. And I'm with you and them. Yes, yes. Wholeheartedly, yes.
Why pay full price when you can wait a day?
Look at all this candy I got us. I don't care if it's February 15th. Happy Valentine's Day. Like, it still matters.
And, well, it's on a Tuesday. Yeah. Celebrate Valentine's Day on Saturday the 18th.
There you go.
You have lots of chocolate.
There you go. Would you rather go to a movie in theaters or stream a movie at home on the couch?
Depends on the movie.
If there's a movie in the theater that I'm dying to see, I could see that. But if you want me, I'm weird. People don't like watching movies with me. I analyze everything. I dissect stuff, and I've gotten a lot better about not talking during a movie. Mm-hmm. But I'm still the kid that was raised in the Southside theaters and with my dad and everything. And oh, you see what in this scene right here, what he did to get into that part, to that role, was he went and he took himself, like, no, you don't want to hear this. You just want to watch the movie. You don't need director's commentary from a guy who isn't even the director. So I'm very picky about I'm careful about who I watch a movie with. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can handle watching a movie with me. Watching a movie at home, I'm not nearly as bad. And I tend to read the room. Like, okay, this person doesn't have any interest in any of this. I'm just shut up. I'm just gonna be quiet over here.
But when you're in the theater, you do it more?
I'm probably worse. Yeah.
Out loud?
I wouldn't say loud to where I'm distracting. I keep it in a hushed voice. I'm much better now about this than I was when I was younger. But I could be. I think as I get older, I'm better and better about this. But I'm being honest. Like, yeah. I don't like people talking in movie theaters, mm-hmm. but a lot of people do it. And, you know, it's distracting. But that's part of the reason why you have a hard time getting people to go to movies, is not everybody likes that. If I'm going to a movie, especially an action movie, I like the new Fast and the Furious movie or whatever.
You would
like,
see that in theater?
With a reserve. That's the kind of movie that I would rather see in the theater because I like everybody's reactions and all that. And I like being a part of something. That's the movie going experience to me.
Okay.
I don't have a house to mortgage though, so I can't go to the movies. So there's that. But otherwise, yes, I would. I would definitely do that.
And for me, going to the movie theater, I would want to see like the big cinematic, you know, ones that are made for the big screen. I mean, they're all made for the big screen, but you know what I mean.
No, that's like what I mean. I think we're talking about the same type of movie. The only reason I grabbed that one, I don't really have an interest in the Fast and the Furious movies.
What are they at now? 32?
They're on the 10th one, I think. They already went to space in the last one.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know what more they could do now.
Have they gone underground or at the bottom of the ocean?
They've fallen on buildings. They've driven on buildings.
I liked the first one.
I did too. I liked the first couple.
I liked Vin Diesel.
Yeah. And I will probably see the newest one when it comes to video or whatever.
There's many more that are higher on my list.
Oh yeah, but I like background,
including that
movies.
Romantic comedy we started watching last weekend.
Would you rather receive a homemade gift for Valentine's or a lavish gift?
Probably homemade.
I'm always going to go with the homemade gift.
Well, because it's such a, it takes a lot more effort.
Yeah.
And thoughtfulness, you know.
I don't even, to me, it's not even a question. 68% said that they would prefer something homemade, or at least that's what they say they want. I'm actually being truthful about this. I get a little bit of a guilt when people do things for me. And like, I don't deserve this. Oh, you know, you shouldn't have spent that much or whatever. That doesn't happen as much with a homemade gift. I can't do that in my head. I can't, you know, they put time and effort into it. That was really sweet. They obviously care. They that means something from them.
Right.
The bigger the gift, the bigger the guilt for me. And I'm not saying I don't like nice things and I don't like nice gifts or anything. I have some materialism in me too. I'm like every other human being out there. You know, we're talking a big flat screen TV. Okay, let's talk. I'm kidding. To me, the homemade stuff is always going to mean more.
Yeah.
It's the priceless stuff, you know, that stands out. We have a fast break to take. We'll come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about this awesome giveaway going on around here. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, and we're going to get into some fun stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. We got some entertainment news we want to touch on, and Melissa's got a really cool book she brought in, and we're going to get into some
I'm trying to figure out what some of these words mean, James.
Oh, it's that old.
Yes.
Oh, dang. Oh, that is going to be fun. Looking forward to getting into that more in the 9 o'clock hour, along with some That Ain't Right story, That Ain't Right story, and some good stories of the day. All that coming up for you. After Mel and I are done hanging out with you this morning, we'll kick off Morning Magazine for the week. We're going to welcome in part one, Katie Wright, heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce's own. Looking forward to Katie joining us. Always fun talking with her and hanging out with her. And then in part two, let's talk real estate with our good friend, J.R. Siewert and Cole Banker Siewert Realtors.
Oh, good.
J.R.'s bringing in a guest, Lindsay Schneider, going to join us.
Awesome.
Or Scheider, going to join us. So we're looking forward to having Lindsay join us.
I have some questions for him.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's coming in.
I love talking to J.R. I don't know a whole lot about real estate until I met J.R. Siewert. And now I understand the industry a lot better and really, really cannot wait to talk with him. We look forward to it every month. Rewinding just for a second, yesterday on our sister station, they had the Assumption Girls taking on Stratford.
All right.
And Assumption Royals 50, Stratford 29.
Hey.
That means that the Assumption Royals are conference champs for the third year in a row. Way
nice
to go, Lady
job,
Royals.
Ladies.
Nice job. Well done. Well done. And I mean, they ain't done. They got a lot left going. They got a playoff run here, and we're hoping to bring back that gold ball back to Wisconsin Rapids where it belongs here.
Yeah.
Those Lady Royals have been spoiling us for years, and we just enjoy it so much. Mm-hmm. Way to go, ladies! Nice job. A little bit later on our station tonight at 7 o'clock, we'll have Wisconsin men's basketball versus Michigan. Big Ten matchup. Going to be a good one. And then a little later at 7:10, Assumption boys versus Northern Lutheran. Randy and Don running that one.
All right.
So that should be a good game. And of course, we want to remind you, our friends at Stone Age, Gem Minerals, and more have this awesome Ethiopian opal ring that they are giving away for Valentine's Day. It's custom made. It's one of a kind ring that can be resized as needed. They are a Facebook company, so that's where we're going to send you. Go to Stone Age Gem Minerals and More, or go to the WFHR's Facebook page and share how you met your significant other.
Awesome.
All you got to do.
Yeah.
You got a story? Share it with us.
And he's going to pick the winner.
Yep, Travis will pick the winner, and then he will get a hold of you today, I believe, and let you know that you won. So that's kind of cool. I think that's really nice of him to do that.
But you've only got 3 more hours to do this.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah. This is a short contest.
Yeah.
And it is wrapping up today at noon. So be sure to get onto those Facebook pages, leave those stories. We want to hear your origin story. And spread the love, everybody. We'll be back doing that ourselves when we come back on The Morning Show here at WFHR.